Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Regester.
Happy holidays, Ross.
And Dylan Shivery.
Hey, Billy. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
Better for me than for John Skipper.
We have Hoodie Bill in the studio today.
Yeah, you do. It's time to get real.
Yeah.
Face facts.
That means he has a hood on for the folks at home. He's wearing a hood.
Yeah, anytime you put a hood on, you refer to yourself as Hoodie Blank.
And you become like a better version of yourself.
It's not necessarily better, just a more edgy, dangerous version of yourself.
Are you coming with an edgy podcast today?
Yeah, we're going to talk about substance abuse and the opioid issues in America.
Shit's about to get real.
Okay, so John Skipper, longtime ESPN president, has resigned as of like 45 minutes ago from us beginning this
Monday
recording.
Monday morning,
yeah. As we know, ESPN is owned by Disney.
Correct.
And Skipper has resigned his position at the Walt Disney Company because of what he is calling a many-year struggle with substance addiction, and that he has decided the most important thing he can do right now is to take care of my problem, not my problem. He can't take care of my problem.
No one can.
But question is this legit? And I have to say, with knowing almost nothing about it, no, it is not.
Classic deflection.
Right. Classic deflection. Here's the thing. You're telling me that in a time where guys are having to resign from positions of power left and right as a result of scandals, sexual harassment scandals, all this different shit that's going on, and that suddenly John Skipper, the president of ESPN, the largest sports network in the world, is resigning from his job as a result of substance abuse?
So in other words, you're saying that substance abuse alone is not a reason for resigning. There's likely a whole lot more
now,
to it.
I'm not saying it can't be. It certainly can be. If you have a bad enough substance abuse problem, you can't do your job, and you have to resign. But what it sounds like here is that this has been a multi-year issue with him, if it exists at all. And again, look, no, I'm not discrediting all people who have substance abuse issues. That would be insane. I'm saying it'd be extremely ironic if that in the midst of all of these powerful dudes having to resign as a result of scandals, John Skipper just happens to bow out because he's got a, you know, pill problem or whatever. So it seems like if you're John Skipper and you know there's some shit in the fucking, some skeletons in the closet perhaps.
You get ahead of the story.
You get the fuck out of there before you Jerry Richardson or whatever.
So this is going to get people off of the maybe sexual misconduct radar. It's like, oh, Skipper's out and it's because he has a drug problem. Let's not look into this deeper. Let's just let it be.
I don't know. That's just, it certainly seems.
It's a theory.
Possible. Let's just say that.
There's also the Disney acquiring big assets of Fox in the news this week.
Yes.
Which would include all of Fox's regional sports networks.
Ooh, that's interesting.
There's big change. Like, whoever steps in at ESPN is in for a big gig at the moment.
Things are happening out there in the world, you know? Any of y'all in this room have a substance abuse problem or a sex problem, now's the time to tell me and step out.
Sex problem?
Resign. Dylan, we all know you've been prone to show me your cock, you know?
Okay, let's not start this. I'm not addicted to drugs nor sex, so I'm good.
Oh, wow, must be nice.
Yeah.
Get off your high horse.
What? That's
get down here with the people in the mud.
Well, okay.
I don't know what this segment is about anymore.
Which of those are you addicted to?
But John Skipper's, I'm everything. I'm addicted to pretty much everything. John Skipper is out.
Yes.
And I honestly, whether, I do care, I guess, if this becomes a bigger story, but I don't particularly care about ESPN or John Skipper in general. So.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't either.
I don't even know what his job, like what he did. Really.
No, before today, I couldn't have named the president of ESPN. I've heard the name Skipper before. I knew he was with ESPN.
Yeah.
I didn't know his title.
No, I'd never seen him or anything. Now I know what he looks like. He's bald, just for the record.
Has glasses. Yeah.
He's got glasses. He's bald. And he fucking loves pills. Now, nice. Again, this is all alleged. I don't know what he loves. It could be heroin. Could be crack.
Could be the weed.
Duh.
Maybe John's. Nobody has it. That's not substance abuse problem. That's just
a guy who likes to get high.
You have a weed problem.
You're a pothead.
Just weed problem. Anyway. Yeah. I mean, we'd appreciate it if you would go give us a review. Leave us a review on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating.
Rate us 5 stars. We deserve it.
Maybe tell a friend about the show.
Tell a friend about the show.
Let's grow this.
Look, this is how we grow, people.
We're trying to build.
We need you, all right? You listen to the show. You like us. You like the content.
We build together.
You tune in every week.
Let's build a house.
This is how we grow. This is how we become a successful podcast. But we need your help, and we can't do it without you. So rate us, review us, and tell people about us. That's what you have to do.
If you don't go leave a review this week, we're all going to resign with substance abuse problems.
You want the homie to have nice Christmas presents? Then we have to grow the podcast.
That's true.
You know, we got to stack. We got to make money.
And we're already talking 2018. He is not getting shit this year.
Yeah, he's getting Legos.
We're trying to plan ahead.
He's getting fucking Legos. Okay,
for the record, Legos are extremely dope. Big Lego guy when I was a kid.
Yeah, you got to think of something where it's like Lincoln Logs.
Those are shit.
Lincoln Logs are tight, man.
They're pieces of wood cart with fucking notches.
Legos are plastic blocks.
Oh, yeah, but you can build whatever you want.
But I got him like the 50-piece set. Like the small one.
And there's Legos have people. There's no Lincoln Log there's no wooden man you put in the house.
Like the homie can make like a 4-wall structure that's like basically like a shed with his Legos, and that's all he has.
I'd say just a square.
Yeah, that's all they can make.
You know what was dope? Connects. Make a roller coaster.
That's too complicated for me. I'm just a Legos guy. Don't get crazy with me. Let's move on to the NFL. Biggest game of the weekend was probably most
this
exciting.
This was an awesome NFL
game of the weekend, too.
A lot of fun. Two really good games that I know.
The overarching theme of this season.
I say arcing.
I don't know. It's either one. That it is just trash all over. Has somehow this weekend come to a fully formed piece of shit that I love. Like, I went from being like, God damn, I'm so sick of the NFL, to this weekend being such a disaster in so many different ways that it was super entertaining. It's like watching Desperate Housewives of New Jersey or whatever. Like, you just want to see these trash people fling poo at each other and say the F word, and maybe one person a week, you know, gets a serious injury or whatever, and that's entertaining too. That's what the NFL has become. What the fuck is a catch? Why are we still... This is still an issue. You know why? Because they don't want to solve it. They don't want to define what a catch is in a clear and easy manner, because that would take away all the drama that comes with not knowing what a catch is.
But the call was made correctly. They got it right per the rule book. So anyone saying that they got it wrong, that's not true.
Complete the catch?
Because the ball did roll in his hand after it hit the ground.
Okay, but if you catch a football in the air and then are making a football move, the act of extending it towards the goal line, and as a result incur contact with the ground, you should not be punished for attempt. Like, there has to be... That's just a shit rule. It's a shit rule. And it is the way it is, so that we'll talk about it. And that's my belief. Well, similarly to, like, I think that we could easily solve the issue of cigarettes causing cancer, but we don't want to, because we need these people to die. Population control.
Wow, you're getting really fucking deep here.
I'm just telling you. I'm saying
You think the NFL wants the controversy.
Yes. I believe that the NFL has positioned itself in a way that if the product is trash, it doesn't matter, because there's so much drama and shit to talk about with it that they still make money. Why would you not make a catch? Why would you not make that a catch in the rule book?
Because he didn't control it throughout the process of making the catch. I
he
understand
caught
the
football.
Rule.
You can't change the definition of what a catch is.
He caught
to
the football,
the
but as he turned and reached
he
over
caught
the goal
football.
Line, which was all in one fluid motion, he didn't turn, take like 6 steps, and then cross the goal line. It was all in one fluid motion. As he did that, the ball hit the ground, and he lost control of it.
You're talking to a spurned Dallas Cowboys fan.
Look, I'm actually backing up the rule that fucked the Cowboys with the Dez catch. So you know I'm being real about
but
it.
But I'm saying I get that, but that's a terrible rule.
Them's the rules.
Whatever. The Steelers lost 27-24 as a result of this ruling.
The thing I don't like about the rule is if you look at that catch like with the naked eye, as everyone did, like, oh, that's a
beautiful
100% catch.
A beautiful play.
And that's why they call it a touchdown on the field. It looks like a catch until you like put it under a microscope and you're like, you know what? See what happened here? That's what sucks about it. It's not like it's too technical.
Dude, but my least favorite thing about it is him trying to turn what was a great catch into a touchdown results in the catch being nullified and them losing the game. That sucks. Yeah. Like, that's a terrible way to look at a sport.
But you know what? They still had a chance to win it after that, and Big Ben blew it. A
little fake spike action.
That was a stupid call.
Don't know what the deal was with that. They had a timeout.
They had a chance to win the game still. It wasn't over yet.
Or at the very least, tie it and send it to overtime.
But you kind of knew it wasn't going to happen. Or at least it felt like it wasn't going
to happen. It's the
Patriots. Because it's the fucking Patriots.
You knew it wasn't going to happen. Big Ben blamed the fake spike play on on assistance?
Did he?
Yeah, after the game, reporters asked, did you decide that or was that a call from the sideline? And he said that it was one of the coaches in his ear, and then somebody asked him which coach, and he identified him. I forget which one it was.
Well, that's just answering a question. That's not blaming anything.
But he could have just been like...
They said, was this your idea? And he was like, actually, no, that play that cost us the game, that was Steve's idea. There's Steve over there. Steve, why don't you put your hand up, wave at the people. Steve, that was Steve's idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is shitty. Considering Ben Roethlisberger makes, I don't know, $25, $30 million a
year. Just say, yeah, it was my idea.
And some assistant that makes $300K, his quarterback coach, like, oh, yeah, that one's on him.
All part of the NFL's plan.
Although, but once again, their coach, who's the coolest fucking guy in the world, just
Tomlin?
Came out. Yeah.
You think he's the coolest
Tomlin
guy in the world?
Tomlin is tight. Yeah, he wears sunglasses. He looks cool. And they asked him after the game, he was like, yeah, I have no regrets. We've got a Hall of Fame quarterback. We try and win. So it was just so tight.
That was a cool game.
It was a fun game. It had everything
it
you
lived
want.
Up to the hype.
Okay, let's move on to another dramatic game. Dallas, Oakland. Cowboys won 2017 over the Raiders, largely the result of a fourth down measurement after a Dak Prescott QB sneak in which, what is the guy's name? What is the ref's name? Is it Salvatore?
Gene Salvatore, maybe? That sounds right.
Yeah, he used
a piece of paper.
A folded over piece of paper to determine whether or not there was space between the first down marker and the football.
That's how close it was.
And
the look on his face.
Okay, now this is where over the course of the day this theory became increasingly developed in my head, but this finalized it. The look on his face was the look of a man who knew he had successfully done his job in a way that would have the entire country talking about something that was completely fucking absurd.
I tweeted about this. I have never seen a cockier first down call. He had a smirk.
He knew he was going to get a bonus check.
He come up. He had a smirk. He took like five steps to the left. He took a step forward across the first down marker, and he did like snapped his arm down. It was so funny.
I kept
while
trying
maintaining
to imagine,
the smirk on his face.
I was trying to imagine what was going through his head, and it was this: you magnificent son of a bitch, you just measured for a first down with a folded over piece of paper for absolutely no reason, and got yourself a big bonus from Roger Goodell. Because every TV station, radio station in the country is going to be talking about this tomorrow.
It was awesome.
What? The guys in the studio tried to replicate it. They're like, what if you use this index card instead of this folded over piece of paper? Would it just slide through? Is that not a first down? The look on the Raiders coach's face, he was like, you've got to be
the absurd thing about measuring with the piece of paper, in my opinion, is that marking a ball is the most inexact science in sports. They don't know. Like, he was at the bottom. He was at the bottom of a pile.
Right.
You don't know where that ball's supposed to be. It could be like within. It could vary up to, I don't know, 6 inches on either side of where they actually marked it.
Yeah. I mean,
it is an inexact science, and it's pretty ridiculous actually the way they do it.
It's one of the more. Yeah, I mean, inexact things in all of sport.
The ref could have chosen where that ball goes.
Right.
It's up to him.
Yeah, it's difficult. The line judge is pretty much determining, based on an eye test, every play where the ball gets spotted, and they're often wrong.
It's kind of a joke, actually.
And based on a sport that where it comes down to the, you know, quarter of a centimeter of a piece of paper, or however big that is, the inexactness of spotting is crazy, because it varies, like, feet.
And they had the what do you call it, the first down marker out there, and he was holding it at an angle that wasn't like perfectly 90 degrees. And like, wait, you got to turn that thing perfectly.
Hey, man, you
90
have
degrees perpendicular to the ground, so we have. I was like, it was just the whole thing was just a joke.
Jason Garrett standing there with his arm at the angle.
Yeah, he was like, dude, he's like, turn it up.
Bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You have one job.
And that actually made a difference was the funny part.
Yeah.
Why don't we have lasers?
I've been wondering this too.
It's 2017. The NFL is a $14 billion industry.
Let me tell you,
Micah.
Can
we have some fucking lasers?
Put some kind of computer chip on the football and get lasers out there. You know exactly where the ball gets to.
Look, if we get sharks with friggin' laser beams attached to their heads and get this down to an exact science, where's the fun in that?
Yeah, it's the same reason there's no... The ump is still calling balls and strikes them in Major League Baseball.
It's the same reason nobody knows what a catch is.
The chains are so dumb, though. Like, it just doesn't
human
make
element.
Sense. If you know that it's 10 yards, why do you have to have a 10-yard chain?
The
glorious, why don't you just automatically say exactly 10 yards? It's fucking insane.
It's the glorious stupidity of a sport that results in the majority of its players getting CTE. It's beautiful, and you need to accept it. We will never use laser beams to determine a first down. Put a computer chip in the ball, solve all the problems of the fucking game. No. We need Gene Salvatore out there with a piece of paper.
We need that smirk calling a first down.
It was so good, man.
My favorite moment of yesterday.
And then the game ends on Derek Carr scoring or not scoring a touchdown because, again, in an attempt to make a football play, he's reaching forward, gets hit. He's diving.
Bumbles.
For the pylon. Gets hit. The ball leaves his
hand a half yard
before the goal line and goes out the back or the side of the end zone. Touchback, game over.
Yeah. It was awesome.
As someone
it was awesome.
As someone with Oakland plus three, that was brutal.
I had Dallas minus three.
And it was an awesome
game. It
was a
substantial bet, and nothing happened. I just got my money back.
You
after watching
that
entire game, nothing happened. Yeah, and I mean, I very well could have lost. I mean, in my own mind, I should have lost.
Oh, you pushed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask y'all, I've seen a lot of people on Twitter saying the rule should be changed, that if you fumble near the goal line, the ball should go back to where you fumbled. This just seems like, I know it's the rule and it's long been the rule, but it's like one of the most dramatic. I kind of like it because
it's an extreme
dramatic,
rule.
But it is extreme.
Yeah,
like
you're
anywhere
right.
else on
it's
the field,
turnover.
If you fumble the ball forward, it goes back. But if you fumble it into the end zone, all of a sudden it's the other team's ball.
Hey,
like,
man,
that's crazy.
You got to take care of the ball in the red zone, bro.
I like that rule.
Ball protection, bro.
It is a huge – I mean, obviously it can be game-changing like it was last night.
Gotta hold on to that ball,
it
bro.
Is an extreme rule.
Isn't it like – Dan, weren't you in a fantasy league once where if you blocked an extra point and returned it for a touchdown, you automatically won the week?
Yes.
Like, it's sort of the real-life version of that.
But that league also, punters were the most important aspect of your team.
This was a joke fantasy league, essentially. It was incredible. It was a great way to end the game. I will say this. Incredible hit by whoever that was.
Heath. Jeff Heath.
Jeff Heath. Hell of a play by him.
Jeff, right? Micah?
Yeah, whatever. His last name's Heath.
His last name's Heath.
He's white.
He's a white safety.
He's a white safety
he's
guy.
He's an overachieving safety.
Jeff
Heath.
You know, he really did it. Jeff Heath did. Derek Carr, got to hold on to that football, son. Protect that ball in the red zone, son.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Pussy. And again, a week ago, I would argue that this is the stupidest rule in sports and it should be changed. Nope. No, I'm all in on this poop fest. Give me more stupidity. The Rams beat the fuck out of the Seahawks.
They did.
42-7 in Seattle?
What happened to the Seattle defense?
They hate each other.
Todd Gurley just had sex with all of their mothers.
They also have like four guys who are all pros that are hurt on their defense alone.
But also Bobby Wagner wants to fight Earl Thomas.
No, he deleted that tweet.
What? I missed all this.
Post game, Wagner was like, he was hurt. He still played through it. He had his ankle or something was fucked up or his hamstring. Anyway, he was moving slow out there, and so. He pulled himself, I think, in the third quarter. He just couldn't run full speed. And after the game, Earl Thomas said that Wagner probably shouldn't have played because he just, you know.
Looked like shit.
He was moving slow. And then I guess it got around to Wagner that he said that. So he tweeted, keep my name at your mouth. And then he said something. He backed it up with like, hey, keep balling though, bro. Something like that. But he deleted the tweet. But it was out there already.
So Gurley, for me, ended up with 45 fantasy points, 152 yards, four total touchdowns. Normally, I am aware that nobody gives a shit about my fantasy football team. But this was a big week for me, man. I made it to the championship as a result of my performance, my team's performance over this weekend and my performance as a GM. And I'm very proud of that, to have a chance to compete for the title in my league. I'm just blessed. I want to thank, you know, God, my family, for giving me this opportunity.
Is this the Grand X one or the other one?
No, I don't give a fuck about the Grand X one. This is my legit league where fists are thrown and people are... I pounded on the wolf this weekend, man.
You got the wolf.
Well, that's good. I think we're all happy about that. Yeah. Your boy is in the Grand X Fantasy playoffs against Jason Fuentes.
Shit league.
Okay. Can I tell the...
I don't know. I don't know how that works legally.
Okay.
Well, I don't think so.
Just a former Grand X employee.
Yeah, a former employee.
A guy who used to work here. Mike
who
is,
no longer works
He doesn't work here anymore, but it's the company league, and Mike is playing him in the championship.
When the league started, obviously he did work here.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, at one point.
But he's doing well. Micah, no offense to you, but I hope you get second place. I want Jason to win the league. It would be great comedy.
That seems to be the overarching theme, is that everybody wants him to win. Yeah. Except for me. I'm coming for that ass, if you're listening.
Oh, man, I'm going for third place, aren't I? Am I? I don't know.
Must be nice.
Anyway, look, I'm just saying, root for me this upcoming weekend. This would be big for me. This would be big. Other notes, Jags beat the shit out of the Texans. Nobody cares. They clinched the division for the first time in a decade, though. That's big. Good for Jacksonville. Look, I saw their owner say something like, what's Khan? Why is that they're no longer a joke or no longer the laughingstock of the league? Yes, you are.
No, they're not. They have the best defense in the league. It's like the
Dude,
best league.
Dude, winning the AFC South is not an actual thing.
But that defense is fucking
No, it's a
legit
defense. That does no... You think they're going to make a playoff run with that defense? With Blake fucking Bortles?
Yeah. I think Blake Bortles turned it around.
Dude.
Nah.
No.
I'm calling it now Jaguars AFC Championship game.
They make it or they win it?
They make it.
That's not that big of a far-fetched
thing.
They
lose to the Patriots.
And then they get the shit kicked out of them by the Patriots, yeah.
Eh, closer than the experts think.
The experts haven't expressed an opinion on it, unless it's me. I'm not an expert. Look, all I'm saying is winning the AFC South is not an accomplishment. It is the worst division in all of sports. It's truly terrible. Congratulations, but you don't get to talk like you're out of the basement yet. You're still in the basement. You're down here with all the rest of us. You're here with the Colts, the Texans, the Titans. We're all there together. We fucking suck. Khan, accept that.
Dude, how about the Titans losing to the 49ers?
Khan's the owner, right?
Yeah.
Dude, that guy's got swagger. You've seen his handlebar mustache?
Uh-uh.
Fucking love that guy.
I'm looking it up right now, though. You better believe
it. He's like a caricature, like a rich, like... I don't know. I enjoy him.
His name is Saad Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tight mustache. All right, I'll give him that. But that's all I'll give him.
Kind of mustache only a rich guy can pull off.
Clowney called Bortles trash?
Yeah, after he's lit him up two straight games.
He trash he is trash. The quote.
That's a good quote.
He trash.
Last one, Jadeveon.
Yeah. Per the Houston Chronicle, he trash. Well, good quote. Kansas City beat the Chargers 30-13 to take the lead in the AFC West. The Eagles beat the Giants 34-29. Nick Foles, four touchdowns.
Why was this one so close, Dan? I didn't watch any of this.
Well, our defense gave up like a 20-7 lead.
Eli Manning looked like 2009 Eli Manning.
It was a lot of broken plays. It was like glitchy Madden plays.
So I wasn't watching the game. I had it on GameCast on my phone or whatever. And every time I looked down, Eli completed like a 58-yard pass. I was like, what the fuck is going on? For the record, I had Eagles -7.5, which they did not cover.
I tweeted it out, though. It's good to see our defense has confidence in Nick Foles.
Yeah. Foles had like his first three touchdowns with under 150 yards passing. It was
Nick
incredible.
Foles going to do it, Dan?
I have my doubts about the Eagles' ability to close this thing out without Wentz.
Yeah.
Based on the last 2 weeks.
I think you speak for the majority of America.
I'm stepping out on a limb here.
Well, if Nick Foles plays like he did against the Giants and our defense decides to show up, I could talk myself into it.
You gave up 29 points to the Giants, though.
Without, like, any of their... I think their number one receiver for the game was Sterling Shepard.
Yeah.
So that's not great.
Yeah, Sterling Shepard crushed it.
He's pretty good. He's no Beckham Jr., but he's good.
Micah made a note here that the AFC playoff race is pathetic. 11-3 Pats, 11-3 Steelers, 10-4 Jags. Everyone else is 8-6. Kansas City, Tennessee, Buffalo, Baltimore.
Yeah, one of those teams, Tennessee, Buffalo, Baltimore, is going to make the playoffs.
And then lose to the Jags in the first round.
Maybe.
Multiple teams are going to make the playoffs from that group.
Damn. Tennessee is truly awful.
They are bad. Although Jimmy Garoppolo, undefeated as a starting quarterback in the NFL.
In San Francisco.
No, in his career. He's never lost a game.
Right, but I'm saying but now he plays starting for San Francisco.
Yes. 3-0 with the 49ers.
Yeah, I got the Niners minus 2.5.
And
they won by 2.
Yeah, me too. And they fucking, what was it? I think Robbie Gold missed an extra point.
Yeah, they won by two.
Hit like 6 field goals, but he missed an extra point.
Which, that's too bad, you know?
That sucks, man.
That's just a bad beat.
Carolina beat Green Bay by, 1 touchdown, 31-24. Green Bay is pretty much eliminated from the playoff. They're not mathematically eliminated, but it doesn't look good. They might shut down Rodgers.
If Atlanta wins tonight,
then they're done.
They're down.
Yeah. Yeah, so Aaron Rodgers returned, threw 3 picks?
Yes.
Come on, you're going to have some rust. Everybody expected this to be like the full-blown Green Bay doing what they did last year thing, where it's just like...
Here's my question. Now that they are out of contention, I think there's still a mathematical chance, but it's pretty much over.
I think tonight is the last.
Atlanta wins, they're out.
So you sit Rodgers, don't you?
Yes, but is he the kind of guy that will like willingly sit?
You sit his ass down.
Yeah. I think you just make him.
If you have to, you drug his coffee or whatever. Like, he can't play. You cannot run that dude out there for meaningless games.
At like 75%. Yeah.
Man, fuck that.
Well, considering he just broke his collarbone, yeah, you can't do that.
So over the weekend, big news broke. Jerry Richardson, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, the guy who looks like a Muppet. He looks like one of the old men Muppets who sit in the thing and they bicker and yell things down at the rest of the Muppets. Jerry Richardson announces that the team is for sale as a result of accusations that he sexually harassed employees and used racial slurs. So again, this is a guy who is going to be in some serious fucking trouble, and he decides, you know what? Rather than deal with this or deal with as bad as it could get, I guess, he's going to have to deal with some version of it, but he's going to just sell the team instead and get super richer.
Yeah, before richer. Like the NFL forces him to sell the team, kind of like the Clippers.
Right. And dragging out this Sterling, long thing where his name will be in the news more. This is the smart move by Jerry, but it's also hilarious because essentially the result of him getting accused of sexual harassment, at least the early result, I don't know what happens down the line, is that he will make money.
When is this going to happen to Jerry Jones, by the way?
That's what makes this so crazy is that, okay, the whole thing is being investigated by the NFL now, and if you want to go read about the specifics about what Jerry was allegedly doing, it was stuff like...
It wasn't like super lame shit.
Buckling people's seatbelts and copying a feel. Like shit like that.
Like I heard he was like complimenting like women during like Jeans Friday.
There are several weird... I guess you could call it lame, but inappropriate, old, creepy dude shit that he was doing. And that's at the very least. Like, I don't know if there's more serious stuff, too, but you can't say racist things, obviously, especially not to your employees. Jerry fucked up. Other Jerry Jones, was asked about the situation with Jerry Richardson.
Are they boys?
He said, I'm really sad. I want all those kind of men we can have in the National Football League.
What does that even mean?
He was saying that Jerry Richardson's a really good dude, that he's done a lot for the game, that he was a great owner, and that he's sad for him. He did not care. Jerry Jones doesn't give a flying fuck about the fact that there may have been people victimized in this situation or that Richardson might have done anything wrong. And if you're Jerry Jones, you got to be a little concerned here, right? Because like you said, Jerry's done some shit.
Like, there are videos of him doing
shit. Photos and videos, and he's gotten in no trouble. And Jerry Richardson just had to sell his team. It's crazy to think about.
It's wild.
Look, if you're sitting there pretending that there's not some version of sexual harassment that Jerry Jones has committed based on the shit that he's done.
We've seen it.
We've seen that. Okay, but that's not. I don't think those were employees. Those women that he that like the woman on her knees that he was like pressing into his dick.
Escorts.
I think those were possibly prostitutes or just civilians, but they surely weren't. They weren't employees, or this would have been a serious issue already. But I can tell you that based on the very little I know about Jerry, there's a very good chance that he's got some sexual harassment skeletons in his closet, and they could come out now.
They're not even in his closet.
Or he's already paid those people off because he's Jerry Jones.
Well, Jerry Richardson had already come to 4 agreements with non-disclosure about doing creepy things, so that stuff can come back. Ooh. In the Jeff Perlman book, Boys Will Be Boys, written about the early 90s Cowboys, there's several stories about Jerry doing very creepy things. I don't remember if any of them like were really involved with employees, but the most famous one that I remember was that he would take his private jet up in the air and bang his secretary and just like go fly around for 45 minutes and then come back and land. And I'm like 90% sure it was his secretary. I know it was a younger woman that was not his wife. So if we're gonna go back,
no particular place.
If we're gonna go back 30 years, I guarantee there's some things he did in the workplace that were inappropriate.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Bill, fire up the jet. All right, honey, come on. Like, what the fuck, man? You just go fucking a closet.
He takes off and lands 45 minutes later.
Like, bang in a closet. That's like a $30,000 sex that you just had.
That's nothing, man. That's dropping a bucket.
In 2014, the New York Post reported that Jerry paid hush money after the groping, the famous groping photos.
Oh, he did?
He sexually assaulted an ex-stripper is what the suit came out and said. And he managed to pay hush money within 2 weeks and get it taken care of.
It sucks that if you're a stripper, then once you retire from stripping, you're forever an ex-stripper, just like you're forever an ex-porn star. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that sucks, man. Like, if you start your life as a plumber and then you go get your MBA and move on to like being a fucking accountant or something, nobody's like, yeah, there's Jim, the ex-plumber.
Yeah, or like, say you worked at like a Foot Locker in high school. You're not like the ex-shoe guy.
Yeah, they're not just, you don't carry the shit job you had shamefully with you for the rest of your life. But if you're a stripper or a porn star, you do, man.
Just stays with you.
Also, I am not a Cowboys guy. I'm very anti-Cowboy. I hate the fucking Cowboys. And Jerry's a big part of the reason I hate the Cowboys. But removing all bias and trying to be as clean as I can here, I do not understand the double standard. I don't even know if it's the double standard. I don't get how he's avoiding heat that other people are taking. How guys like, it would seem that the president of the United States is another example of a guy who somehow is just like fucking skating by the shit show while everybody else is going down in flames.
I don't know.
I don't know how it works.
I don't either.
Hush
money has probably something to do with it.
But these other guys have hush money. They're getting fucked. Or, you know, they're getting their due and proper if they've done bad things, but
It is true, though, but like everyone just assumes that Jerry Jones is a scumbag and a piece of shit.
And so it's okay.
Yeah, which is weird. But these other guys,
it's so weird.
It comes out about these other guys that like nobody really has any information on.
So if you own it and you're like,
honestly, it's weirder to me at this point if you're a white billionaire and you haven't done creepy shit. Like there's something wrong with you.
It is sad we just assume these guys like, oh, you know he's doing shit.
Dude, that's what you do.
It's fucked up.
When you get super rich and bored and you don't have anything else to accomplish in life, you just start doing creepy shit to see what you can get away with.
Do you get creepy and play by the rules anymore?
No, you're just trying to see what you can get away with because you literally have nothing else to do.
Do you get creepier with age?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, definitely.
1,000%.
Just because you're like really out of touch?
There's like stages. I remember when I was like 20, 19 years old and guys my age now would come back to our fraternity house in college. And I'd just be like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys? Why are they so horny? Why do they say all the creepy shit that they say? Like, just shut the fuck up about pussies and blowjobs. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? But now I get it. Because I know guys like that.
Is it because they're around it less than, like, a 19-year-old college student?
It's something that happens to you. When they're finally surrounded by it, they're like, freak out. It's something that happens to your brain as you get older.
Maybe, man.
It's something's wrong.
Are we going to get creepier, Bill?
I have for sure gotten creepier than I used to be. I'm not creepy, but I'm creepier than I used to be, which was 0%. Now I'm like 3%.
Micah?
If you just Googled Jerry Jones sex, Here's a headline from 2009. Jerry Jones admits to watching alleged stadium sex tape. Okay. That's creepy behavior.
So the thing that blows my mind is that it is widely known.
Jerry also apologized for in November 18th of this year for Jerry Jones has apologized to a gossip website after they posted a 4-year-old video of him making a racially insensitive comment.
That was a month. I remember that. That was a month ago. Yeah.
And look, again, trying to remove all bias here, I do not really give a shit in the scenario that we're talking about. I don't care. I'm just a person talking into a microphone trying to get some opinions here. How, for a guy that is known, not just in Dallas, in basically the whole state and in large part the
Arkansas.
Whole country, people know about this guy.
He's an oil
know
mob.
He's a shithead, a scumbag, that he's openly, you know, cheating on his wife, that he's said racist things, that he's done sexually insensitive things. But nobody seems to really care.
I think he just wears that hat.
Why?
Jerry's made a lot of money for a lot of people. That would be the easiest explanation I could come up with.
It's just weird because it seems that a lot of these other people who are getting exposed for misconduct.
How did the Jerry Richardson thing come out?
Multiple employees came forward saying that he did creepy, weird shit. I don't know exactly. Yeah, maybe had to have started investigating.
Look, I mean, obviously there's a lot of momentum right now with like sexual misconduct stuff. It's like the thing to like out people. Maybe Jerry's time is just coming. I don't know.
Or
it's happening. It keeps happening. Every week there's somebody new.
Before this stuff came out, did you know a single thing about Jerry Richardson?
I just knew he looked like a Muppet. That was it. That's all I knew about this guy. I didn't know shit else about Jerry
Richardson. I think Jerry Jones and Donald Trump both have this thing about them where they just keep firing away news that everything just kind of loses its luster. Like if something breaks about that person, it doesn't really matter because there's like 12 other things that come out.
It's bizarre. Jerry Jones is the only person I could compare to Trump in his ability to somehow deflect the shit out of everything that comes his way.
Because there's so much happening with these guys
that people are just
hard to focus on one story.
It just becomes like a footnote, basically.
It's just crazy. And again, look, I don't have proof one way or the other that anything happens that gets said or done. And honestly, I really don't give a shit. It's not my business. It's not my fucking problem. It's just, I don't understand how we decide as a society who we're going to drag, you know?
Well, we elected a guy president who said grab her by the pussy, so.
I don't know, man. It baffles me. The shit that some people can get away with, other people can't. I don't know. But the general rule of thumb is don't do this shit. Don't do shit like this. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Don't touch people that don't want to be touched.
Don't be a creep.
Don't say shit that you're not supposed to say. Just keep your fucking dick in your pants. It's work. You're at your job, man.
So watching the Saturday night games, the Saturday night game was on NFL Network. And recently the NFL Network has had two or three Heath Evans and Marshall Faulk and maybe a couple others.
Everybody.
Are suspended
McNabb,
because
right?
of sexual harassment charges or whatever. And I laughed for like 15 minutes because they went back to the set from the game. And Chris Rose or whoever's there is sitting next to Michael Irvin. He's like the last one left who's well known for like doing coke, being accused of all sorts of things. Like Michael Irvin is the cleanest character at the NFL Network,
okay,
like what has happened to this league?
That's where this all ends, though, is it like at some point here, if we're going to clean house of all of the powerful and or media personalities and or rich men who have done fucked up stuff, there's going to be like three guys left that can be employed in the entire goddamn world.
It's just
like,
going to be crackheads and murderers.
It's like, what? Where does this end?
To quote from that book that I was talking about earlier, Boys Will Be Boys, referring to about the playmaker, Michael Irvin. Did he love snorting coke? Yes. Did he love lesbian sex shows? Yes. Did he love sleeping with 2, 3, 4, 5? Yes, 5. Women at the same time in precisely choreographed orgies? Yes. Did he love strip clubs and hookers and house calls from exotic dancers with names like Bambi and Cherry and Saucy?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And that guy is the most savory person that the NFL Network still has left.
He still
left
has
their
a
employ.
Microphone on there, man.
What happened to Kurt Warner?
Well, Kurt Warner was on. I was like, that guy's probably okay. But everybody else.
Yeah, Kurt Warner's probably one of the few people. He's one of the three guys I'm talking about who will still be employed when this
Although,
is all over.
Although, his old job follows him. Former bag boy. They always like to mention that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's true. He's another one of those guys.
So if you go from pushing carts and bagging groceries to like NFL quarterback, that your former job will follow you.
And
too.
Just to be clear about something, all these people need to get taken down. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying there's only going to be jobs for women when this is all over because every single one of these dudes, we're just terrible. We're just terrible, horny, bad decision makers. That's what we are. That's what men are. And this, all these guys that we're going to wipe aside, we're going to need a lot of women to take their jobs because this shit is. Michael Irving is not going to end up working at NFL Network anymore. I can promise you that.
Looking at our next talking point on the rundown is funny. It's going to be a funny segue from the discussion we're having now.
Okay, so let's do it. Well, first, last thing. P. Diddy wanting to buy the Carolina Panthers as a result of Jerry Richardson putting the team up for sale. This is not news. This is not a thing. We are not talking about this shit until there is legit legs to it. Puff Daddy putting up an Instagram video saying that he's interested in buying the Panthers and that, and I quote, I will immediately solve the Colin Kaepernick thing and he will be competing for a starting job. A starting job. Cam Newton.
Pipe down, P.
Cam
Diddy.
Newton is the
Diddy
quarterback.
Diddy was fucking trashed.
What the? I don't, yeah, he's probably fucked up and then just it's not a story. He's not going to buy. If you think the most racist, sexually intolerant league on the face of the earth is going to let P. Diddy, a black rapper and producer and mogul, buy an NFL team, you're crazy. You're crazy. It's not going to happen. You think Jerry Jones wants to be running around with Puff Daddy?
I don't think Diddy has money.
He could get the money.
The Panthers are one of the only NFL teams that own their stadium. So this is going to sell for several billion dollars. Like they're going to be they're going to sell a lot more than a team in Charlotte, North Carolina, you would think might go for. I'm not downplaying the people of Charlotte, but it's not a major market.
All right, let's get to CBS's James Brown.
Yeah, okay.
NFL analyst.
Okay. You got to look him up because based just from his name, I did not realize who this was. He's a very prominent.
At JB Sportscaster on Twitter. This is what he tweeted last night. Sexy little brunette bitch sucking and fucking her personal trainer's big cock.
Exclamation point.
And that's also the title of a link
it's
that
a
he
video.
Dropped in there. It's a video.
It's a pornographic
it's a
video.
It's a porn.
The website's called damplips.com.
Yeah, so what happened here?
So, and like any famous person does who makes a mistake like this, they immediately delete and claim they were hacked.
So he responded, or I guess he didn't. He just tweeted, obviously my account has been hacked, ! At 12:11 a.m. And deletes the tweet. Now,
okay.
I'm going to tell you what happened unless you're not aware of how this works. JB was watching porn.
Let's be clear. He did not get hacked.
Action.
He's maybe in his hotel room, traveling, whatever. He's watching. He clicked on this video, which I can see why
Sexy little brunette bitches.
This was appealing to him. He saw the title, sexy little brunette bitch sucking and fucking her personal trainer's big cock. And JB was like, all right, that's the one I want to crank to. He clicked on it. He copy-pasted it into a private browsing window or another tab, or he's got multiple videos going at once. I don't know, but whatever the reasoning, he accidentally hit either a tweet button on the video or in that porn site, damplips.com. Or he copy-pasted this link accidentally into Twitter and hit enter.
I mean, honestly, good for JB if he's only at, like, blowjob porn. If he can still get off the blowjob porn, he hasn't gone down that rabbit hole yet.
Well, she was not just sucking.
She was sucking.
She was
and
also
fucking. Yeah, come on. And the trainer had a big piece.
He had a big penis. This personal trainer had a really big penis, and he was the sexy little brunette bitch.
It's
sucking.
It's unfortunate that this happened to him, but
yeah, it's not.
The I was hacked thing for celebrities is so easy. That's like everyone says it, and this has happened to many people. And they all say the exact same thing. And there's no way you can disprove what they're saying. Maybe they were hacked. But no, let's be clear. He was not hacked. He was watching porn and he made a little mistake.
And just for the record, I think Twitter could prove or disprove every single one of these.
But there's no point in doing that.
But they're not going to do that, obviously. That would be bad. Bad business.
Oh, hey, James, if you were hacked, how did you unhack it so quickly by yourself?
Man, yeah, you're a super hacker.
Yeah.
That timestamp, too. tells everything you need to know.
12:11 a.m.
Yeah.
His phone was blowing up like, yo, James, hop on Twitter right now.
Hey, JB, you just tweeted a sexy little brunette bitch sucking and fucking.
Because you know he had no idea. It was up for a while, too. He had no idea.
Look, man, he probably came and then he checked his phone and was like, oh, fuck me. Because
if you're going to hack a celebrity's account, what would you do at the account? You're not going to tweet a porn video, right?
You're not going to say, I'm going to share this video that I recently enjoyed. I think more people would enjoy it. Sexy little brunette bitch.
It's going to be like, LOL, follow, and then your actual handle. You know,
the tweet
was
up for about 15 minutes.
I'd probably tweet out a bunch of Tupac lyrics if it was me. But, you know, some people would rather do damnlips.com links. Maybe it's the owner of damplips.com. I don't know.
Nothing to be ashamed about, James.
Look, man, everybody does it.
Yeah. And,
everybody does it.
But
maybe if some of these owners did it, you know, they wouldn't have these allegations against them.
They wouldn't have to touch people when they're trying to buckle their seatbelts or whatever. Just crank like JB. Give him an award, you know, for being a normal person and cranking to videos on the internet rather than trying to touch people's boobs that don't want you to touch their boobs. Be more like JB is the lesson. Also, I'll never be able to look at him on the TV again without thinking about this exact title of this video and laughing.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, JB. This podcast is brought to you by manoutfitters.com. If you haven't checked it out already, go to manoutfitters.com today. Use the code UNDERBOY, one word, UNDERBOY, at checkout to get 15% off your entire order of $150 or more, including free shipping. Got a bunch of True Grit, Grayers, Patagonia, Vineyard Vines. Get a Patagonia Better sweater, a snap tee. Tons of great stuff to keep you warm this winter. We got a couple more months of cold left.
And listen, if you want it by Christmas, this is very important, you have to order it by Tuesday to be safe.
But Wednesday at noon Eastern time is the actual cutoff. But I would order it by Tuesday to be safe. You never know
Christmas
with these shipping, USPS, UPS. You never know. These people, they do things.
So don't sit on your ass because you need to jump on this ASAP.
Underboy is the code you type in at checkout to get 15% off. Manoutfitters.com. Shop on Man Outfitters. Support the podcast. If you want more from Backdoor Cover in 2018, we need you to go use Underboy. We need you to.
Is it true that UPS drivers only make right-hand turns where they're supposed to? Just to make the route faster so they never stop?
What?
You're saying they don't turn left?
I think the routes are supposed to be scheduled out so they make right-handed turns so it's faster and they're always in motion.
Son like Zoolander? Bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mike is
not.
Google
they're not
that.
Ambi-turners?
I'm going to call no.
Bullshit on that?
I'm going to call bullshit.
I mean, I think they make the occasional left-hand turn, but I think they're supposed to be the route is supposed to be all right-hand turns. Just for a more efficient and faster route.
What a fun theory. We're going to take a break. We'll be what?
Here's a headline from Business Insider that says, why UPS is so efficient? Quote, our trucks never turn left.
Okay. There you have it from Business Insider. Wow. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to talk Monday Night Football, college football, bowls, tons of bowls, Dan's slate. We'll get into the NBA and more.
So if you're listening to this, you probably enjoy podcasts. Well, guess what? We've got a podcast ourselves. I'm Dave. I'm here with Will and Dylan. We're Touching Base guys. Why don't you come join us? Be part of Touch Nation. It's a thing. It's sweeping the country and even the world.
I thought we were calling them Base Touchers.
Base Touchers, Touch Nation, Touchers, whatever you want to call yourself. We just want you to listen.
I thought it was DCO Nation, Deal Closes Only.
That's a whole different thing. It's a subset. It's hard to explain. You have to listen to pick up on this. Subscribe, give us 5 stars, leave us a review. Just give us a shot during your business. That's all we ask.
All right, we're back. Let's talk about this Monday Night Football game. The Atlanta Falcons at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Falcons are -7 on mybookie.ag. The over-under is 48.5. Dylan, thoughts? Who do you like in this Falcons Bucks game?
I got Tampa Bay to win outright. And that's just wishful thinking. Cause I need that to happen for my boys.
For the Cowboys?
Yeah, because we done boys.
Oh, okay.
But I Tampa Bay.
Is Jameis back to eat the W or not?
I honestly have no idea, but I'm going to tell you right now that my pick would be Falcons -7. So
that's probably this one.
So I'm taking Tampa Bay +7 because I am trash.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Tampa Bay plus 7.
The Falcons should win by like 3 scores, but yeah, Tampa Bay covers somehow.
Yep. I don't know how. I don't know who's playing quarterback. I don't care. Tampa Bay plus 7 is a lock. Lock it in.
God, Jameis Winston is such a weird weird dude.
Eating the W. Why, Jameis?
Isn't McCown their backup who's maybe even weirder? Josh McCown?
Weirder than Jameis? I don't think so.
No? Doesn't he play for the Jets?
No, I think he went back to... He's in the Bucs now. Could be wrong.
I thought McCown was the one who...
Has a broken hand or something?
Just got hurt.
For the Jets? Anyway.
Jets plays for... Or they started Bryce Petty. I could be... I don't know. I have no
they
idea.
They started Bryce Petty because McCown is hurt, I believe.
So McCown... No. You might be right. Oh, I'm thinking...
Yeah, dude, Josh McCown is the fucking Jets starting quarterback.
Oh, no, no, no.
He's hurt.
Who's the Harvard boy?
Fitzpatrick?
Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick's this backup for Tampa Bay.
I get them confused. They look nothing alike.
They're similar. One has a beard.
Yeah. Yeah, he's their backup. And Ryan Griffin. But I don't know if Jameis is back. If somebody could tell us, it'd be tight. Who cares? Bucks plus 7, lock it in. If you need a place to lock it in, go to mybookie.ag. Use the code BACKDOOR when you make your initial deposit to get up to a 50% deposit bonus. They've got in-game live betting in case you miss kickoff and still want to get action on this Monday night football game. They got odds on every matchup, all the bowl games coming up. We're about to give you a ton with Dan Slate, a bunch of picks for bowl games. You can get action on those too, mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. Again, use the code BACKDOOR when you deposit that money to get a 50% bonus. Moving on to these bowl games. We've got some Tuesday.
Dude, I'm excited. This is
We've
our
bowl. We've already had a couple.
Tuesday, the official bowl of backdoor cover, the unofficial bowl of backdoor cover, I should say.
The Cherubundi Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl.
For legal purposes, it's the Cherubundi Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl. That's also, it. The Akron... Oh, that's the game. Akron... Okay, in the Cherubundi Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl is Akron versus Florida Atlantic University.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
It's a home game for FAU.
Is it? Because it's in Boca Raton.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cherubundi Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl. What?
So how they work that one out?
Just pure luck, I think.
They probably
man.
Didn't want to spend a whole lot of money traveling.
But they don't get to pick which bowl game they go to.
Well, you get invites and you can accept or not decline.
Do you get multiple bowl invites?
I think you just kind of work it out with the bowl system.
We don't know how it works.
Yeah. Nobody knows.
I think that much is clear.
Each conference does it differently. I know, like in the Big 12, the bowls come to the school. In the SEC decides which team is going to which bowl. And I'm sure it's different at the other conferences.
Well, I'll tell you, the one you want to get into is the Cherubundi Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl.
Everybody's watching that one.
On Wednesday, we've got the DXL Frisco Bowl. It's Louisiana Tech versus SMU.
Where's that?
It's in Frisco.
San Francisco?
No, dude.
No, Frisco, Texas.
Frisco's a city.
Oh.
It's not a nickname for SF.
It's in Frisco, Texas?
It is in Frisco, Texas.
Frisco.
It's home of the Frisco Rough Riders, I believe.
Oh, man. Big Rough Riders.
It's also the home of the FCS championship game, Frisco. And the home of an IKEA. I lived in Dallas for 3 years. It's the only time I went to Frisco.
Okay. They have an IKEA.
Is it in Frisco also where the first Texas In-N-Out opened?
It could be. That's where Jerry Jones' new Cowboys headquarters is, too. The Star at Frisco.
Okay.
Frisco is blowing up.
Frisco is trash.
Shout out to Frisco. Cut the check.
Oh, my God. It's time for Dan Slate.
Dun, 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 dun. And now.
The moment we've all been waiting
it's for. It's Dan Slate. Dan?
Well, went 2-3 over the weekend, so not great.
No, it's not.
That's a losing record.
That's not how you want to start off your talking about your slate, Dan.
Let's get into this.
We have some life into it.
This week that I already had on last podcast. You can go check those out. On the last podcast. However,
it looks like you have roughly 36 picks listed here.
I have picked just about every bowl game there is. So let's just run through it real quick.
Why not? Hey, I recommend putting all your money on all these.
Yeah. Listeners. Make this an entire parlay.
Put all of your Bitcoin
on
these.
Parlay of these 36 games.
Central Michigan -1 over Wyoming. USF -3 over Texas Tech. San Diego State minus 6.5 over Army. Toledo minus 7 over Appalachian State. Houston minus 2.5 over Fresno State. Utah minus 7 over West Virginia.
A lot of favorites.
I know. Northern Illinois plus 5 over Duke. Kansas State minus 2.5 over UCLA. I don't think Rosen is going to play that game, so hammer Kansas State. Southern Miss plus 16.5 over Florida State. Boston College plus 2.5 over Iowa. Mizzou minus 2.5 over Texas.
Ooh.
Arizona minus 3.5 over Purdue. Navy minus 1 over Virginia. Oklahoma State minus 4.5 over Virginia Tech. TCU minus 2.5 over Stanford. Washington State minus 2 over Michigan State. A&M plus 3 over Wake Forest. NC State minus 6.5 over Arizona State. Kentucky plus 7 over Northwestern. Utah State minus 4.5 over New Mexico State. USC plus 8 over Ohio State. Louisville minus 7.5 over Mississippi State. Iowa State plus 3.5 over Memphis. Penn State minus 2.5 over Washington. Miami money line over Wisconsin. South Carolina plus 7.5 over Michigan. UCF plus 10 over Auburn. And Notre Dame plus 3.5 over LSU.
That was Dan Slate.
Jesus God almighty.
The new trend of guys sitting out bowl games because, you know, NFL draft, all that shit. It's not good for the game. NCAA is going to find a way to fix that, I think, somehow in the near future.
No, I don't think they are.
I don't know how they would.
I don't know how you would. That's what I'm saying.
It sucks. Like, Texas, a team that's not good, has like four guys sitting out.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's trash.
It's unfortunate that these games that they invented just for the purpose of making money that are actually meaningless are being not played by kids with futures. That sucks.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're greedy bastards, and they might find a way to fix it.
That's true. You never underestimate the other guy's greed is a quote from Scarface.
Yeah.
In NBA news, the Rockets have won 13 straight. Yay! Kobe's jersey's retirement is tonight in Los Angeles from the Lakers.
Numbers.
They're retiring both his numbers.
8 and 24.
Which, good for Kobe. Must be nice. Vince Carter got a standing ovation in Toronto, which was pretty sweet. Maybe his last game to ever play there. Carmelo Anthony returned to Madison Square Garden. And it says here that he was met by an icy stare from his ex, Lala, but I'm
did you see this
about
photo?
99% sure they're still together.
It was icy.
No, they're still legally married, but they are separated. And the photo is a piece of art. Let me see
if
I can
find it.
Yeah,
it's pretty
cool.
But I don't know what's going on with these two.
You know what? I don't really care if they're together or not.
I don't either. And just for the record, the Thunder are trash.
Yes, they are.
They need to trade someone.
How are they so trash?
I don't know, but they are shit trash. Rockets are really good.
We know.
It's dope.
I've had the Rockets are hot on the rundown now for like 6 consecutive shows, and they haven't lost yet.
I think we've lost one game since the beginning of November. Chris Paul hasn't lost in a Rockets jersey, which is really fun to rub into people's faces on Twitter. Jesus God. Okay. The photo of Lala staring at Carmelo's into his soul.
Of course she's sitting courtside.
Looks like they could still have some marital issues, perhaps. Also,
according to sources, not my sources, but they are estranged. But she sat on the first row for his return.
It says that they're going on dates and stuff on the Google machine. I don't know, though, man. I like Lala. I'm a big Lala guy.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like, you know.
She does nothing for me.
Well, you're racist.
Come on.
Our hotline number is 800-392-6344. On Thursday's episode of the podcast, we'll play all the best calls. You can call, leave us a question, a remark, a take, whatever. 800-392-6344 is the backdoor cover hotline. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. Shouts to Lala Anthony. Shouts to...
Shouts to the listeners. Happy holidays.
Shouts to the Muppets. Yeah, shout out to all y'all. Happy holidays, man.
Yeah. How many more podcasts? I won't be here Thursday. So, what's the backdoor cover schedule looking like?
I don't know. We'll have to talk about it off the air. Thank you for listening. ManOutfitters.com, Underboy. Underboy.
I think we got Dan Slate out of the way today.
Yeah, we did knock out Dan Slate. 5-star rating review. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow me at WR Bolin on all social media. Follow Dan at Dan Register or on Twitter at Dan _ Register. Follow Dylan at D Shivery. Follow Micah at Producer Micah. Goodbye.
Bye.